As we venture towards a new Star Wars film, I can only think about my favorite part of Star Wars, which is the wild speculation and fan theories that we all come up with that the folks of the Not Walt Disney Corporation will in no way, shape, or form ever utilize in the actual film, and which will then leave us completely disappointed and left to battle each other on Twitter until the end of time. I'm Jason from Binge Movies, and here are my predictions for Disney's, Marvel's, Avengers, Star Wars, The Rise of the Last Skywalker. Woo! What a time to be alive! All right, prediction number one. Palpatine was behind it all.
Palpatine's behind it all.
Yeah, man. I think that back in 2015, we predicted on this show, Pat and Jason. I wish Pat were here to give his predictions, but he's not, so I have to fly solo. Yeah, we predicted that the voice that was speaking through the helmet of Darth Vader. This sounds really stupid when you say it out loud. The voice that was speaking to Kylo Ren through his helmet really wasn't Darth Vader because Anakin had been redeemed, and so if there was the dark side speaking to him, it, of course, would have to be either Snoke or Palpatine. Since Snoke doesn't exist anymore and was retconned out of the movies as Emperor Palpatine, it was Emperor Palpatine. Who was Snoke? Emperor Palpatine. Who's General Hux? Emperor Palpatine. Where did the First Order come from? Emperor Palpatine. How's Emperor Palpatine alive since we saw Darth Vader throw him down a turbo shaft, blow up in a bunch of core leak energy and dark force energy, and the Death Star exploded, and he was vaporized in the vacuum of space for all eternity? Emperor Palpatine. So that's your explanation. Emperor Palpatine was behind it all. The voice speaking to Kylo Ren, he was deceived. They will then decide that Emperor Palpatine has to fight Kylo Ren, and he'll kill Kylo Ren, or Kylo Ren will die at some point in the battle. And to redeem him, he'll probably throw himself in front of a bolt of force lightning to save Rey, because they're in love, because the internet made weird fan fiction about him. I guess technically that's slash fiction. Whatevs. Rey is Palpy. She's either a Palpy clone or she is a miracle Palpy baby. She was conceived by Palpy by the Force through a virgin birth, a la Anakin Skywalker. Is it blasphemous? Yes, Disney doesn't care. Disney's a false god that demands your worship. C-3PO and R2-D2 will die so that the Not Walt Disney Corporation can harvest the last few remaining memories of your childhood. The Not Walt Disney Corporation must harvest your childhood from what's left of your soul to keep themselves living forever. You cannot be a false god without sacrifice. They're choosing to sacrifice your nostalgia for your childhood and your innocence. They drink up your innocence like a milkshake. They drink it up. They want your memories. They need them. They crave them. Han Solo will appear as a ghost. That's it for that one. Luke will do nothing. We're so excited for Luke Skywalker after 40 years. And it wouldn't be this trilogy if you didn't put him in the first movie, but you used him as a cliffhanger for the second movie, only to shit on his character and turn him into a bitter old cartoon character who just drank weird alien tit milk and threw a lightsaber off a cliff for a practical joke. Star Wars hates Luke Skywalker. He'll do nothing. He'll be inconsequential. He means nothing to Star Wars. Because we all know if there's ever a character that's meant nothing to Star Wars, it's Luke Skywalker. And if you're gonna market a movie around the end of the Skywalker saga, well, the Skywalker should probably be dead. Rey will take up the mantle of Skywalker. Because that's the trick, folks. It's not the end of the Skywalker saga, which is what Paul W.S. Anderson would do if this was Resident Evil, the final chapter. He markets it as the final chapter, only for the character to say, this isn't the final chapter, at the end of the movie. Rey will pick up the mantle of Skywalker, calling herself Rey Skywalker, because she conveniently does not have a last name. And she will choose the way of the Jedi over the dark side of the Force, Ergo choosing Skywalker over Sheev Palpatine as her papa. Papa Sheev. Papa Palpy. Hot takes. Poe, Finn, and Rose will do nothing because they aren't characters and they have not been developed over three films. In the case of Rose, two. You'll see her for a total of 7.5 minutes. And most of that will be her in the background with a control panel giving dialogue to no one in particular. Disney will pay the estate of Sir Alec Guinness millions to slap his face onto a CGI ghost, desecrating him in the afterlife so that he may possess Rey to make her a super Jedi. Don't forget, folks, they're going to make Rey the single most powerful Jedi who's ever existed and a Skywalker, and she'll become a Super Saiyan Jedi when all of the other Jedis come and possess her so she can have a final confrontation, right? I think that the line of 1,000 generations of the Jedi live in you now. I think it's going to be literal. I think she's going to be possessed by 1,000 spirits of a bunch of different Jedis. Little baby Yoda, he's going to climb inside of her and use her like an automaton and ride her around like the little creature from Men in Black. Only it's going to be to twirl around with a fucking lightsaber because this franchise is creatively bankrupt. This is my boldest prediction yet. The internet will implode over hot takes for a movie written to sell garbage toys made in Chinese sweatshops to 8-year-olds and 50-year-old men. Another spicy hot take. Ewoks will appear. Another spicy take. The Emperor will be a letdown. He's mostly going to sit in a chair and give long, ponderous speeches, because the Emperor was never a real character. He was just a spooky cartoon villain who was meant to represent a big evil wizard, because Star Wars was a fairy tale template that was applied to a space opera while stealing from Joseph Campbell, John Ford, and Akira Kurosawa in World War II bomber movies. It was an amalgamation of pop culture and undergraduate film studies all mashed up into one so that George Lucas could make a weird art house film, but it turned out to make money, and so then it sold out. Don't believe me? Watch the Star Wars Holiday Special, the original sequel to Star Wars. The three movies will make no sense retrospectively when combined because they had no creative vision, because J.J. Abrams and Rian Johnson, no matter how much they retweet each other, do not fundamentally agree, and there will be retcons, and there will be in-jokes in this movie, pissing on The Last Jedi, guaranteed. And finally, I and the rest of the world will think it's pretty okay, maybe even good, for about 3 hours after seeing it, and we'll never watch it again. By the next day, most of us will hate it, and I will record several podcasts about why the movie sucks. Because I'm a grown man who is on a nerdy podcast about movies on the internet, and I need your clicks, I need your likes, I need your subscriptions, I need your love, I need you to rate us and review us on iTunes, I need you to retweet the show, because just as Disney survives harvesting your childhood, I survive by harvesting your likes and retweets. I need it, I crave it. The dark movie overlords, the not Walt Disney Corporation, require it. The amount of food and water and shelter they provide for me is divided against the amount of retweets the show gets. And folks, Jason's hungry. So it's time to eat. It's time to gobble it up. Retweet this. Star Wars is the greatest thing ever. I'm contractually obligated to say it. I am so excited for Star Wars, The Rise of the Last Skywalker, who will be Rey, by the way. Guaranteed. We had to kill Luke because we need a new Skywalker who's not a 70-year-old man with rickets. We need a young Skywalker so we can make 25 more movies with her. Like Paul W.S. Anderson making Resident Evil. Daisy Ridley is the Mila Jovovich of the not Walt Disney Corporation's Marvel's Avengers, The Last Skywalker. God bless Disney and God bless Star Wars. Until next time, binge on.
Just one more round, friend. Then homeward bound, friend. Don't forget me in your dreams. Just one more song, friend. And then so long, friend. The nights get shorter, it seems. Just one more rhyme, friend. Yes, it's a crime, friend. But you know time, friend. Time can fly. So it's good night, friend. Good night, but not goodbye.